3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, America's number one small business expert. Now, the whole mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. We're all about helping people get peer-to-peer advice in a comfortable setting, so nobody feels stupid asking a question on Small Biz Chat. The reason why we do this is because we want to get you guys an up-close and personal access to some of the top small business experts in the country. And tonight's show is absolutely no exception. And we're really excited tonight because tonight's show is being sponsored by MixMax. And let me tell you a little bit about MixMax. It is a marketing automation tool that works on top of Gmail. So if you're like me, you use Google Calendar, you use Google Voice, and you use Gmail for your business, MixMax goes right on top of it. It shows you when people open your emails, it lets you email people your availability so you don't do that all back and forth thing, you know, trying to tell people when you can meet with them. And it's a great way for you to automate emails to fill out. So check out MixMax.com. They've got a free trial. Check it out. And that's MixMax.com. Now it is my time to introduce our next guest, Donna Maria. She's an entrepreneur, mentor, speaker, podcaster, founder and CEO of the Indie Business Network, and she specializes in helping entrepreneurs build a lifestyle business through recurring revenues. I love that. Recurring revenues. That's how you sustain a business. She has an ebook that she gives away for free called Six Figures from Scratch, How a Mom Used the Internet to Build a Six-Figure Recurring Revenue Business from Home While Raising Her Children. You can learn more about her at DonnaMaria.com. Donna Maria, welcome to Small Biz Chat Live.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? I'm excited to be here, Melinda.
I am so excited to have you. You know, you have such a wealth of knowledge about building a lifestyle business, and I'm so excited to talk to you about it. So the first thing I want to ask you is, if I know that I want to build a lifestyle business, you know, what is it that I need to do first? And first of all, can you even define lifestyle business? Because I'm not sure people really understand what that is.
That's a great question. And as it is a lifestyle business, a lot of it depends on how you define a lifestyle business, because it's your lifestyle that your business is going to be built around. But I'll tell you how I define it. I define it and have always defined it from the very beginning when I started my business 20 years ago as a business that offered me freedom, flexibility, fun, and finances. Those four things is what I define as a lifestyle business, and mainly through recurring revenue.
So let's talk about that. So if, you know, one of the things I decide I want to sell these widgets,
yeah,
marketing and lead gen is such an issue. You know, how does a small business owner, a new small business owner, create a marketing and sales system that leads to consistently recurring revenue?
Okay, well, that's a good question too, but look, can I back up for a second? For a new person, you really need to back that train up quite a bit, because you can't come out of the block selling something. What you have to do is come out of the block training yourself and doing research so you can know exactly what you're doing. So the first phase of entrepreneurship is the emerge phase. And that's where you emerge, okay? So that's where you forget about what everybody else is saying. You forget about all the books. You forget about all the social media. You forget about everything. And you become self-aware, right? You figure out what it is that you're trying to do for your life first. How do you want a business to impact your life? How do you want a business to impact your life today, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And I think this is a piece, Melinda, that a lot of people miss. They come out going, I need to sell. I need to sell. I need to be on Twitter. And everybody says I have to have a video and I got to do Snapchat and all that stuff. It's like, back up. Define what you want for your life first. because that's going to help you build a business. Because once you know what kind of life you want to have, then you know what kind of business you can build around that that will deliver that life to you.
I agree. All right. So now I'm going to ask you my marketing and lead gen question again.
Okay.
Once you know this widget you want to sell, how do you generate recurring revenue and build a sales system to give you that?
Okay. The bottom line is, in order to generate recurring revenue, you have to find something that people will buy on a recurring basis. Okay. So that's really the first question you have to answer. It's not what will people buy. It's what will they buy on a recurring basis? So you have to understand who people are and what they need and what they will get from you over and over and over again without you having to do anything other than process that payment and ship that product out. So you've got to understand that you don't just get recurring revenue. Like you hear people talk, I want some passive income. I want some recurring revenue. No, you have to recur before the revenue will recur. Okay, so you got to show up in whatever capacity is important to your customer, and then you have to explain to them why not only they need this product, but why do they need it on a recurring basis, and why are you the person to provide it? So that's a general answer, and it's going to kind of depend on exactly what you want to sell, how we get down into the nitty-gritty, but that's the bottom line. You cannot have recurring revenue unless you have a recurring need. So that's the first question you need to answer. What is the recurring need?
I love it. All right. Now, a website is so key to selling anything these days. What kinds of resources should a new business, like, you know, kind of invest in for their first website?
Okay. If you're a new business owner, the first thing you need to do is find other business owners who have a business that is similar to yours, who have a website that generally has the features you want at your website, and you need to find out who designed their website. That's what you need to do. Collect 20 people, 20 website designers who designed websites that are similar to the kind of website you want, maybe even selling a similar product, or if not a similar product, then something to the similar target audience. Okay, so they understand how to reach the same types of people that you're trying to reach. Ask those people who designed their website, and then you're going to call up those website designers or visit their website first and find out how they want to be contacted, email, whatever, direct message, whatever it is, and reach out to them and interview them. Okay, now they may not take a whole bunch of time with you on the phone and so forth. So what you have to do is read their terms of service, read the information, read their blog, read how they work. Everyone has how to work with me. Go read how to work with them. What's their starting price? They may not give you $50,000 or $5,000. That'll tell you whether to scratch them off the list or not. So what you're able to do then is narrow your target down to about 5 people. And those are the ones you want to go to and spend some time with them. Maybe even buy a consultation. It is worth it to buy a consultation, maybe an hour. Let them know what your needs are. Explain how you found them, why you have narrowed down to them from all these other people, and see if there's a connection, a relationship type click. Because if you're going to be having this person design your website, you need to have a click. Okay? It's not just they know all the right buttons to push. A bazillion people know how to do that. You need someone who's going to work with you, understand you, and be responsive to you, and really share your passion for what it is you're trying to deliver to the world. A lot of people don't start off with that, Melinda. They're just, oh, I need a website. I'm going to hire somebody now. You really have to stop and slow down and focus on what you need so you can match your needs with someone who can answer those needs for you.
All right. So I built my website. Now I'm ready to start building my brand. How do I do that?
Okay. Well, if you've built your website, you probably should have also kind of had an idea of what the brand is. So, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? It kind of all happens in some sequence, and the sequence is not the same for everyone. But in order to begin to build that brand, you need to know at least 3 things. You need to know exactly what needs you're filling in the marketplace. Where is the white space? It can't just be, you know, a bottle of lotion, right? It can't just be that, because there's millions of bottles of lotion. If you want to have a brand, you need to have something unique and different about that widget or that bottle of lotion that you offer. So the first thing is to understand what makes your product or service different from everyone else's. That is going to be the core of what begins to create that brand, because ultimately the brand is what your buyers, what the public, what consumers think and say about what it is that you offer. So you need to start with basically something that they're not going to identify with a bunch of other commodities that they can get every place in the world. So that's the first thing. The next thing you're going to want to do is make sure that you design something that meets their needs, okay? Then you're going to have to make sure that you work with someone who understands texture and color and fonts and all those things, so that you can put that idea, that vision, those intangible things together into something that you can picture on the internet. And this is so important today because pictures are everything, okay? Graphics are everything. So whether you're selling, you know, bottles of lotion or whatever it is, if you're trying to reach human beings, they are looking for pictures, and we are being trained to look for pictures, and we are being trained to look for video. So you're going to build your brand out around those core things, and you need someone who understands color and texture and patterns and those sorts of things that you want to repeat over and over. It's like putting a needle on the record. It's the same colors. It's the same fonts. It's the same thing. It's the same, you know, picture of the same lotion over and over and over again. That is how you build a brand. And over time, you will start hearing your customers say certain things about you. Then you'll notice patterns. You leverage those patterns to refine your brand, and it becomes more and more popular with the people that matter the most. And over time, it grows and it becomes entrenched in their mindsets, and you have a brand.
I love it. I love it. Well, Donna, I've got to put a pin in that right there. We've got to go to commercial. We got to pay a few bills. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Donna Maria about how to become a lifestyle entrepreneur. So I want you to stay tuned. I'm Melinda Emerson, and you are watching Small Biz Chat Live. And we'll be right back.
Since we implemented MixMax, our open rates are 86%, our reply rates are 52%, and our RSVP yes rates, 41%.
My advice for other companies interested in MixMax is definitely go for it. It's also a really easy onboarding process. It's very user-friendly. It's easy to get in there. I wish we had started using it a lot sooner, and it's made my life much, much easier.
Welcome back to Small Biz Chat Live. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. We have just been talking with Donna Maria, lifestyle entrepreneur and entrepreneurship mentor. And she and I were just talking about what it takes to build a website and a brand. But now I want to come to these would-be experts and entrepreneurs that are now populating Instagram and all things online, purporting that they are experts and they've been in business for, count it, 2 minutes, 0 minutes even. Donna Maria, you know, how should people, if people are looking for a coach or someone to help them get started in business, what kinds of things should they really be looking for?
Melinda, you have hit the nail. First of all, let me just tell you guys, Instagram went down for hours last week, okay? So don't only look on Instagram, okay? Look elsewhere. Look in your network. Don't rely on social media only to get the help that you need in your business. But here's the thing to remember about what you're talking about. You have to be able to look under the hood, okay? You need to train yourself to look at something that's beautiful and go, wow, that's pretty. I wonder what's behind that, okay? Because we can all go to the used car lot and it's beautiful, right? It's gorgeous, right? And then we take it to a mechanic that we trust and they're like, I don't think so. It's been in 5 wrecks or whatever. So listen, if you're looking for a coach, you need to find someone who's done what you want to do, okay? Don't just hire someone who says, well, I'm a coach or I can do this because I have a pretty website and my hair is blowing in the wind on Instagram, okay? That might get you your foot in the door, but don't swallow that. Make sure you ask questions. Ask questions and find out just by looking if they've done what you want to do. And if they haven't, move on. Okay, move on. Because if they have done what you want to do, they will tell you that. You won't have to ask. It'll be at a website or someplace. That's the first thing you want to do. The second thing you want to make sure you do is you want to make sure there's a match. So follow them, subscribe to them, Read their blog. What do they say? How do they act? How do they show up on LinkedIn? How do they show up? Okay, do they show up as someone who's helpful? Or do they show up as someone who just cares about their hair blowing in the wind on Instagram? Okay, it's really easy to figure this stuff out today. And there's really no reason to hire a person who can't help you, because all you have to do is look at what they're doing. And you'll know pretty quickly whether they can help you or not. So do your homework and look under the hood.
So now, I know one of the things that you have done really successfully is you have built an amazing community of makers through your Indie Business Network. And so I want to talk to you about, how does one go about building a community online that they can turn into recurring revenue?
This is my favorite question. And yes, the Indie Business Network is awesome. Please visit us, follow our makers, and buy their stuff. What you need to do is you need to make your business about your people. Okay, I could stop right there. That's the bottom line. If your business is about the people you serve, you will have a thriving community. Okay, you have a community no matter what kind of business you have already. I don't know what kind of community you have, but you have one. Okay, but if you want them to thrive and you want them to come back, then you need to make that community all about them. Connect them together. Don't make it all about you. I'm awesome. All roads lead back to me. No, you may put the impetus in place, but all roads need to connect them to each other. And that's where the power is. It's not in the back and forth between me and this person and this person and this person. It's in the back and forth between that person and that person. And what you build is like a net. It's like a strong net with wires going all the way across. And it's an ecosystem. And when you make it about the people you serve, the community builds and thrives almost by itself, because people know you care about them. And when they know you care about them, they will come back for that and they will help each other and you will help them. And it's a beautiful give and take.
I love it. I love it. All right. Now, last question. What is the best business advice anyone's ever given you?
The best business advice I've ever had, I've had so much, but the best one I think is probably from someone who said to me, and this is really a saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Okay, so what that boils down to for me is, do not do this alone. Do not cry alone. Do not vent alone. Do not celebrate alone. Melinda, you know, you and I, we do it, you know, we connect to each other.
Right,
so find a tribe of people that will connect with you in your of colleagues as well as in your community that you serve. Don't go fast, go far and go with other people.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. That was such helpful advice on how to build a lifestyle business and so many other things. All right, you guys, I thank you so very much. And this would not be possible tonight without our wonderful sponsor, MixMax. If you use Gmail, you need MixMax. And I'm just saying it like that because that's what I use for my business. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. I am Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, your host. Until next time, remember that you never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.